I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Seasons change. Why not your gaming tech? Upgrade now during Alienware Summer Sale Event and save on select next-gen Alienware gaming PCs and more. Pair your impressive skills with advanced gaming systems like the Alienware M18 laptop, powered by an Intel Core i9 processor featuring awe-inspiring visuals, liquid cooling, three-dimensional audio with Dolby Atmos, and impressive overclocking potential. Your dream setup, exceptional prices, and free shipping await you for a limited time only at Alienware.com/deals. That's Alienware.com/deals.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
JM, before we get to any of that, what's something from your search history that will allow us to judge you?
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I guess you can judge me for this.
Wow, new tone on the top of the show. From
yeah, I like to make
it. Well, we have your search history right here, and it says, I've been watching a lot of Murder, She Wrote this fall.
Hell yeah.
I find Cabot it alleviates a lot of anxiety. Yeah, it's... Yeah. There's two, because I was really trying to unpack why I find it so calming. I think it's because you can watch an episode and everything gets solved in, 42 minutes or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you don't live in Cabot Cove where the murder rate is the highest in the entire history of the world, right, of any town.
You got three murders a week.
Everyone in that town is having an affair with everyone else. Everyone's plotting to kill someone. It's the worst place to live. But yeah, I find it's very calming, oddly, and also like I find like my anxiety about like aging and mortality are oddly soothed by it, because you think about Angela Lansbury, like she's still alive and she's been an old lady my entire life.
She's still alive. That's wild, man.
She came here to Toronto and did like a stage show, like a play a few years ago. And I wish I'd gone now, but,
Angela Lansbury is still alive.
Yeah. I mean, I hope nothing still happens between when we record this and when it
damn,
drops.
Damn, she's 95.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Wow. Good on you, Angela.
So yeah, that makes me happy. So I've been watching Murder, She Wrote. I think I tweeted something out about it and someone responded, that Angela Lansbury's daughter used to hang out with Charles Manson. So I Googled that. That was something that I felt I had to look into it. And it was just something she like dropped in an interview for no reason. She just brought up that
she was like, Charlie? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to kick it with Charlie.
Yeah, I remember we were all writing songs together for a little bit. It's a shame those albums never got traction. But have you heard those Manson family recordings?
It's like shitty Beach Boys. It's like Beach
like
Boys written by... Yeah.
Well, they did one of his songs.
It's unsettling.
Because he was hanging out with one of them.
Yeah, Dennis, I think.
Dennis, yeah.
Haysbert. or a super producer on it, wasn't he? Called him Dennis Hazelberger.
What's funny how, and this is a complete aside, how our idea of Dennis Haysbert has evolved over time based on how old you are. Like, if you're consuming 80s media, you know him from Major League. I used to just think he was Joe Boo, not even Pedro Serrano, which was his actual player name, but Joe Boo, the idol he would fucking worship, which is all kinds of fucked up and problematic. And then after that, when he was on 24, and I was like, oh my God, Joe Boo's working still? And then people were like, Dennis Haysbert is putting in a performance. I was like, oh shit, Dennis Haysbert. But then some people only know him as the, Allstate guy?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. He's Dennis Haysbert.
Dave Chappelle played him in a sketch over the weekend, which is why we were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty funny.
Yes,
he had like a voice changer on SNL. Oh, by the way, have you seen the original... the Manchurian Candidate.
Yes.
Angela Lansbury is in that.
No, I've not.
And very pretty, but also playing like an older woman.
Yeah.
In 1962, she's playing like, it's not like she's like a young, like, you know, the love interest. She's the love interest of the older politician and like secretly pulling the strings behind the scenes.
She was only like 10 years older than Lawrence Harvey, who played her son. That movie.
Oh, really?
They still had, they sense she had old lady energy back then.
Yeah. Oh, she was his mom, not his wife?
Yeah, I think
that's
she was his mom.
Wild. That's right, because he was like a young soldier.
Yeah, yeah.
What is something you think is underrated?
Solar energy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah, yeah. It's cheap right now, right? Like, it's cheap to get it installed.
From what I understand, the sun just comes out on its
own. Right. And the technology's catching up where they don't need like a bazillion of them to run your house.
Right.
Yeah. I remember when I was like back in the campaigning days, there's a ballot proposition I was working on back in fucking 2008 to try and get more renewables in the state. And like one of our, you know, sort of case studies we had to be like, no, y'all don't understand. Like, solar is fucking way more efficient. We don't have to burn fucking coal or, you know, blow off mountaintops to get this shit. You just, you know, it's the sun, and we have deserts here in California where, you know, at the time the technology was something like a 10 square mile solar farm in the desert could have powered like most of the state and Oregon and Washington. Whoa. If we had actually just had an updated transmission grid and things like that. But the problem is our grid is still fucking archaic in certain parts of the countries. And that's one of the things that really holds back our ability to transmit this newer kind of energy.
Yeah.
Do you think that fossil fuel companies probably know that? And then that's why they buy politicians to prevent.
Yeah.
You think that
it could
it
be.
It was funny because we got this oil guy, T. Boone Pickens.
Oh, I know that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. T. Boone Pickens was basically one of the big cheerleaders for it because he was just smart enough to be like, now the money's going to be in renewables. Like, I know where I came from, but if I'm looking at this shit down the road, like, there's a ticking clock on this fossil fuel shit, and the real money's going to be in renewables. So we were like, he helped be sort of like, we would point to him like, you know, this guy, you know, he might also know about the solar stuff to get people who are a little bit more, I guess, you know, reluctant about how viable the energy source was.
Oh, I got hammered years ago in a airport bar with a bunch of wind and solar dudes. And this guy was he's like, yeah, we knew that the oil people caught on to the future because it used to be just a bunch of hippies at this convention. And now motherfuckers in suits are everywhere. He's like, T-Boone that's how
Pickens
we knew.
Is,
I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Just the greatest name for an oil billionaire, T-Boone mm-hmm. Pickens. He owns a $250 million ranch in Texas that has levels. It's like on top of a wedding cake of landscaping. It's pretty dope looking. Is there a musician named T-Bone something?
No, you're thinking of T-Bone Burnett.
T-Bone Burnett.
Who
I
does
think
a lot
I've
of movies
always called
stuff.
Him T-Bone Pickens because I had heard both those names and mashed them together in my brain.
You're
what
talking
is
about
something
T-Bone, the bassist from Hall & Oates?
Mm.
I don't think I am.
Little known. Oh.
From my Hall & Oates fans out there.
Hall & Oates and T-Bone.
If your name is Tony and you're cool, you're going to buy T-Bone.
You better go buy T-Bone.
He was also in the SNL band.
JM, you dove in and did some research into this conspiracy theory that's starting to crop up more and more. That's called the Hammer, or it's around a computer, a supercomputer called the Hammer, and a piece of software called the Scorecard that comes from this dude, Dennis Montgomery, who is a fascinating figure I didn't know about.
Yeah, me neither. I thought this was really fascinating. It's, he runs, of course, we know now, he runs the deep state computer that hacked all the votes and gave Biden the win, which is called the Hammer. And I guess the software is called
the Scorecard.
The software Scorecard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess this is picking up traction. Like Bannon and people have been talking about it on podcasts. And like I searched on Twitter, and certainly there were a lot of like either bots or, you know, sort of alt-right trolls tweeting about the Hammer. But so it's all kind of based on the idea that this whistleblower, Dennis Montgomery, who used to be like a CIA kind of contractor, was kind of blowing the lid off of this Hammer computer narrative. But like, it's so easy to just look him up. Like he has a Wikipedia page that just has all of these crazy exploits that he's been involved with. Like the wackiest one was after 9/11 in the early 2000s, he got more than $20 million in government contracts for his patented software that would, quote, find terrorist plots in hidden in broadcasts on Al Jazeera.
That's
He got how much? Wait, the
20
government
million.
The government paid him more than $20 million too. He said like you could like freeze Al Jazeera shows and like decode the pixels on the TV that would give you times and coordinates for where to find the next terrorist plot. And this wasn't just like a random thing they paid money for and didn't like heed the advice of, like flights were grounded as a result of this. Like a counter-terrorist operation went through on Obama's inauguration day, apparently, because of this. Like, and it was just obviously a total scam. Like, it's a con.
Holy shit. That's so brilliant, though, of like weaponizing Islamophobia for your con job. It's almost like what Yasser Lester does with like Fedoras for Freedom, about being like, watch this. I'll tell these white people wear a fedora to show you're an ally of the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, yep. I'll weaponize that. And this one's like, just so you know, because you're so afraid of Muslims that I have a thing that will de-scramble their TV shows and reveal the hidden message, because you already are so fucking far gone that you're like, yep, that's
like the glasses and They Live. They just like show you the reality.
That's what people said about like the devil working through He-Man when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. The devil does work through He-Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's like other things, like he was...
Come on,
he
keep
was...
it moving, Jam. Let's not get too hung up on that. The devil does work through He-Man.
Okay.
Come on, man.
He was like a confidential informant for Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who like conned him out of $120,000, claiming to...
He conned Arpaio out of $120,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Using his supercomputer to prove a conspiracy between like the judge in his racial discrimination case and the prosecutor. And then he was also...
grifting desperate racists.
Yeah.
This guy's kind of a hero.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing, really. I mean, I don't know why this isn't like a podcast or a miniseries or something.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe that this guy actually exists and has gotten that rich off of this stuff.
Wait, so how does he now factor into this election?
Well, you see, the main ingredient in all of these is that he has a supercomputer called the Hammer that he's able to use to decode.
Oh, he's been using the Hammer.
Yeah, he's been using the Hammer. He created the Hammer a long time ago.
Gotcha.
He's a computer god, Tony Stark, and he has been using the Hammer to like dig into all this information and decode Al Jazeera. And now,
swing it for Biden.
Yeah, now he's claiming that they used his computer to steal the election, and now he's like blowing the whistle. Yeah. Is that right, Jam?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And there's even more stuff. There's even more stories. But yeah, it's worth reading about because just a fascinating sequence. And just also like the idea that he's one of the, or at least like his kind of theories are one of the conspiracies that people are using in this election, when there's just so many examples of him literally using the same supercomputer narrative in these cons. Right. It's amazing. It's hilarious. And yeah, please make this a mini series with Paul Giamatti or someone like
One thing is, I don't think anyone would, like, the people who are buying into the idea that Biden used a supercomputer to steal the election are probably not skeptical of the idea that he could use his supercomputer to decode Al Jazeera and find out, like, the coordinates of the next terror attack. Like, that.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably just like, yeah, of course, man. This guy's a credible source. He's the guy who stopped all those terror attacks.
In that reality, because their lives are so boring, all of the data is out there for them to solve crimes from the comfort of their homes.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's actually, you just pause Al Jazeera and you look at that and that's how you save the country. Actually, if you just go to this pizza restaurant and check out the basement, you might be able to stop a child trafficking ring. Actually, if you just look at the first letter of each word in this article, it spells out the storm is coming. Therefore, it's like... Mm. Ooh, wow. So if nothing requires expertise, then everyone's an expert. And that's like the real danger with all this shit.
It does feel like all of these conspiracies are coming from someone just like looking around their room trying to decide like, there is a pizza parlor conspiracy and TV and...
It's just like shitty verbal Kent from Usual Suspects.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally what they did, because like the whole Pizzagate conspiracy came from a email dump, right? So like the WikiLeaks email dump, and they just went through the random, boring, monotonous day-to-day shit that people email about and like crafted a conspiracy out of that. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back.
Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Connect with customers in line and online. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point of sale system. Or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is here to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. I was looking at their website, just trying to see, look, how do I find the things that I need as somebody who would potentially have a retail business? And surprisingly, very easy to navigate. They have all the things that you need answers to right there on the website. So definitely check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. Celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. So there's an article in the Houston Chronicle that is, you know, quoting insiders who say that, like, the Washington elite is very nervous about what Trump is going to be like as a ex-president. Above all things, good. He is a XOXO gossip girl. He does love the tea. He's still talking about how bad the Vanity Fair party was that he didn't get invited to like 2 years ago after the Oscars. And he's going to exit office with all the intel that they let him get his brain on and, like, you know, no fucks to give, which has always been the case. But I don't know. I feel like you put him in a room with any one of us in a Bugs Bunny lady disguise, and I bet we could get him to tell us who really killed JFK with, like, just some very light negging and showing a little thigh.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem with that. You have to have a working understanding of how all that works to truly know what the truth is, especially JFK.
Right. Yeah, that's like true.
That dude doesn't, he could tell us probably the name of the dudes that pulled the triggers, because they told him, but, like, who those dudes were or who they were connected, like, there's no way he knows. And I think they've been letting the alien stuff out his whole presidency just because they're
to,
like,
prepare us.
Yes, because they're like, he's going to say something stupid, so we've got to just be able to just be like, listen, there are some stuff we don't know about. You guys are right. What he's going to say is not true. So here's just, we're just going to spoon feed
you. He's going to claim he rode in one of those ships. He's like, you should have seen, you know, they let you ride in this stuff. And we were out there going, bing, 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 around. It was really, it was fucking tight, man. I can't tell you enough.
Yeah, I guess that or a neuralizer or, you know, we'll find out some wild shit. I guess he won't suddenly be trustworthy. So that's one thing. It's not like we'll suddenly believe what he has to say.
He's just gonna,
I think,
go on
he
Twitch.
Also, the way he beat COVID is probably going to reveal some medical stuff that only fucking really, really rich people know about. He didn't even know about.
Bro. Yeah. They just hooked there was a baby hooked up to an IV, and then he was on the other end of that IV.
What is he? I mean, between his, like, just his march into senility and things, I'm curious how it, you know, because he is going to do some shit like that. He's like, oh, why don't we talk about this thing that when I was president? Because he's actually going to be this guy who was the president, who has a fucking, who's like a Twitter idiot now, who's just going to be like, just wholesale, like, say some weird fucking thing and how they get around that. It's really hard to know. I feel like if he's smart, he monetizes the fact that he has this information and tries to, like, create some kind of, like, subscription Patreon podcast or something where he's like, the T Report with Donald T about all the things that went down at 1600. Thanks, guys, and shout out to our sponsors, MyPillow, for having us. You know, like, I think that seems like a way to continue, like, he can play that chip for more attention at some point. He's like,
yeah,
okay,
I feel like that's attention is exactly right. He's going to be at his most dangerous, not when, like, he's in trouble or, like, broke. It's going to be when people stop paying attention to him, because that's when he's going to go in on on Twitter and like start, you know, dropping bombs, telling people things he shouldn't. I could also see, like, you know,
yeah,
how
but he's going to have like a Ken Lay heart attack too.
Right. Right. That's you think Ken Lay. Now, what is your so Ken Lay was the Enron CEO or president who while like as everybody was figuring out exactly how much Enron was a pyramid scheme, had a heart attack and had the most convenient heart attack in the history of the world. Do you think that that was Ken Lay just kind of disappearing?
Yeah. When you steal that much money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go, oh, bye.
I think he's too narcissistic to fake his own death. I think.
Who? Trump?
Trump. I think.
Okay. I was like, no, Ken Lay's an evil motherfucker.
Yeah. No, Trump, I think, would do it, but like 2 days he would show up at his own funeral. He wouldn't be able to resist.
And it's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, look who I got with me. It's like, who's that blonde woman? It's JonBenet Ramsey. Can you fucking believe it? Look at her, she's fucking hot, huh? And we're like, what
Tupac
is this?
Just turns Rams and like
get
grabs
the fuck out of here, please, man. What the fuck is this?
I could also see the way that Obama and other former presidents sell out to corporations and just, you know, like having them in the pocket of a corporation is incredibly valuable. I could see Trump doing that with foreign dictators. Like,
my whole guess is he bounces because he can't stay in America because they'll arrest him for like 900 million things.
Yeah. I could definitely see a Putin relationship.
I think it's too cold. He's old. Yeah. I think he's going to Dubai.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think he's hanging out there. It's just a great place to be
and he'll do signings.
Yes.
Like you,
all
like,
those
how,
other
like in
criminal
Vegas.
Billionaires. I tweeted this, but it is Arizona for criminal billionaires is what Dubai.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's
already
gaudy.
Set up to be right. Yeah.
It's everything's gold and awful. It's just perfect for him.
Wow. Yeah, Dubai is really.
But then he'll be like, he's like, I don't know, man. It's kind of expensive. You should see what they're trying to charge me for rent here. Like, because he's actually not a billionaire. He's like,
no, he would be a garbage person there. Because he doesn't have real money.
Yeah.
But Putin, that's why I think, like, the way that Putin, like, parks billions of dollars with the people around him, I could see him cozying up to Putin to try and get some of that free laundering money.
Well, they still need that name. Now, my fascination is why the kids are still in this country. It's because they don't understand the hammer.
They're dumb.
Right.
They think MAGA will come and like break them out of jail like that scene in SWAT. Where like the fucking bus taking him to fucking court is like suddenly
if that was
upended.
Us three, it'd be like that Bin Laden jet flying out of town.
Oh yeah, yeah
on
yeah.
9/11. That's exactly what that.
Yeah.
Bye.
I would have been out Monday before the election. I'm like, I don't even fuck that.
Oh, they're voting tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, tomorrow. Wait, you said record turnout for mail-in already? Okay, yeah, I'm up out of here. No, leave your fucking stuffed animals behind. We got to get the fuck out of here.
No, I need that Louis Vuitton trunk. Put that in the jet. That's all I need.
It's like the fucking... Oh, anyway. It's a sad state. But again, with his thing is he can't be seen as a loser. And that's really... All the reports you read about, everything to do with this like dragging on transition is all to do with managing his like idea of or his fear of being painted as a loser in this election. And that like... As they say, all the scrambling is about him getting over this first.
Right.
And then,
yeah, it's all
suspect.
Mentally like giving him a life vest. Like the Bill Barr thing is in particular is pretty interesting because it's basically Bill Barr being like, you're allowed to investigate if there's stuff to investigate, but not committing to it. So it's very similar to Mitch McConnell's statement
McConnell's like, he's in every right to look at his legal options.
If and you're there like, well, are the- cases of, and they're all using that as like a, you know, if there's fraud, then he should look into it. But, you know, because there's not fraud, then but he still gets to feel like the winner. Like he's
it's like he's a little kid and he's sitting on the dock and his fishing pole and his line is in the middle of a dry pond. It all is and all is well, if it's biting, you should reel it in. And they're like,
well, his whole thing is, you know, in the beginning, people were not sure where the DOJ was going to go with this. Just how far is Bill Barr willing to go? And, you know, he did this last time. Like, the last year was spent with him going on a fucking expedition to try and find some evidence of impropriety that the president was fucking violated when the intelligence organizations were looking into any foreign interference. And, like, that's what they're like, we need that to negate all the Russia stuff. And then we can say that, like, he was treated unfairly, please. And then, like, maybe that one narrow Carter Page FISA thing, we'll hang on to that, too. And maybe we can just disprove everything. Remember, they found fuck all, even though they did everything they could. Durham, his, like, man, his attorney from DOJ did everything he could, but in the end was like, yo, we can't find a fucking, like, honestly, like, there's fucking nothing here. Like, these people just did their job based on the evidence that we're looking at. It's the same shit. So it's like, oh, okay, this is the same thing, but this is even just, like, lamer, because he's not even, like, all this was is sort of articulating a new policy. And even then, it gets very, very, like, detailed in that it's sort of more like, you know, if it has to be credible, it can't be fanciful and fucking stupid. Like, he's already even defining, like, it's got to be legit. Like, don't, you can't even fucking go off of some shit some person on One America News forwarded you a fucking chain email about. Like, it has to be fucking substantive and also have potential to change the outcome of the election, which none of these things do. So it really is like a, I think, you know, whatever, if it's Barr, like, is really trying at the very least or most, is that it just gives Trump this ability to be like, look, I didn't lose. Look, you see what DOJ is doing. Bill Barr, he's saying he's allowing people to look into fraud. So I'm not actually a loser. It's all because he can't say I lost. All he needs to be
able
to say. Well,
they're giving him legal Xanax is what they're doing.
Right, because it doesn't actually solve your problems.
No. It doesn't. It just it feels just makes all right you, for a moment. You're just like, man, I'm not freaking out about how owned I got right now.
Right. And also, what I do last night. Fuck.
Exactly. And then it's like if a bear is inside your condo in the woods.
Okay.
And you're like, all right, let's just tranquilize him.
Right.
And then once he finally falls asleep, and it'll take a couple weeks, but then we can move him out completely.
Right.
He's just
because right now he's on one. I don't.
Yeah, and they're like, there's expensive stuff in there, and there's that red button. He still doesn't understand what the power of that red phone. Thank God. Like, there's just like a lot of
it.
He keeps picking it up and asking for a Diet Coke. Yeah,
and thank God he can't read, because those things we deliver to him every morning. Good.
Oh my
God. Lord, there's so much
information. Could you imagine if he read those secrets?
I said that 3 years ago. Was like, if he read, just on, you can tell he's a bad business person just because from that information alone.
Yeah.
If you knew how to do business good.
Right. The thing that's also really just sad, or, you know, whatever, we can celebrate. They're so, these lawsuits too, like, the reason Bill Barr is coming in is because the lawsuits from the campaign are fucking just failing left and right. Like, they hedge their bets with voter suppression. That's really what was going on. They were hoping voter suppression was all they needed to eke out those margins on election day. And then their backup plans of, like, more crude fuckery, they didn't even set up legally with enough time, like, to whether change, like, the how the electors were chosen and things like that. All that's out the window. So now they're just dealing with, like, these really lame fucking lawsuits, like in Arizona, where so much energy is being spent from the right to be like, I don't know, you know, it's really close. Biden is ahead by 14,000 votes at the moment in Arizona.
Here's my theory is what happened was they were going against Hillary 4 years ago. So they had to back Trump with all these apparatus and all this power and mechanisms and these judges and all that stuff. This time, they've already got their man. They've got Biden. He's in their pocket. Big business has moved in.
Yeah.
And these judges and all those things they put in, they don't give a fuck about Trump.
Right.
This is they were worried about their job 4 years ago. Trump has nothing to do with their job now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not appeasing any of those. Like,
well, yeah,
it's just this. They're massaging dickhead until he can leave.
Well, even if they tried, right? Because I know, like, I was like, well, fuck, you know, who knows what these judges are going to do? I mean, even when you look at the cases that are brought, like, even a judge who wanted Trump could win, it's like, it's just impossible. So the last suit in Arizona.
That's what I mean by protect their job.
Yeah.
It's like, they can't even be like, listen, man, I can't even be corrupt right now. It's just.
They're like, I'd have to invent a new.
I'm doing this corruptly. Yeah. I would have to say that out loud if I did it.
I would redefine the concept of mathematics.
Right.
This is a bridge too far for me. So their whole thing in Arizona was all this thing over votes, where like ballots were coming through and they're saying like, well, it could have voted for two candidates or double the one candidate and et cetera, et cetera. We need to actually get through these over votes. And, you know, that it sounds all nefarious and shit like that. But realistically, it's typically just something where there's a pen mark or a dark smudge and the vote counting machine flags it. And they're like, a human needs to audit this ballot and just confirm, okay, nope, that's where the vote is for this person. It's marked. This other thing just triggered the machine to read like that. And great, put it through. Done. So the Trump campaign is like, man, so of the 155,000 votes that were cast in person in this one county, like the person who's in charge of the Elections Bureau, they're saying like the vote counting machine only flagged 180 potential overvotes out of the 155,000.
So one in 1,000. Yeah.
Yes. And even like even then, when they go through there, like they were able to correct them. So they're saying even if you wanted to go with this argument, your lead that you're trying to overturn is 14,000 votes. And here you can only say that there you may need to review 180 votes. And they're just like, simply put, there is nothing here. There's nothing that could even approach the margins that you're looking for. So
Well, it's like borderline masochistic at this point because right. You're like, the more he's like, no, I need more facts and this and that. It's like, okay, but the more they reveal, the harder you got your ass kicked, dude. It's getting sad.
It reminds me of talking to a JFK conspiracy theorist. Like, I interviewed this one JFK conspiracy theorist who had, like, written books and was, like, had built his career on being a JFK conspiracy theorist. And I put this theory that I believe in front of him where it's, like, an errant shot from a Secret Service agent that actually killed him. And he was, like, No. And then like just brought up like all these like other random unrelated facts that would have had nothing to do with anything, but are just like things that you could be like, that's suspicious, right? Like their theory of the case on this voting is that they overvote. They made their ballot suspicious in order to cheat on the like at the election. Like why would you over vote for two people as a way of cheating at an election? Is that like their theory of what happened?
Jack O'Brien, this is Alex Jones. Now what I like to do on my show is I'll take something I've read and then connect it with another thing I read that has nothing to do with anything. And I am the missing link to everything.
That's exactly what they're doing. It's hell the
yeah. same. I love you, Alex Jones.
I like
the Joe Rogan clip. Did you see that? What he said? I love you, Alex Jones. Thanks so much, man. Get the fuck out of here, Joe. Oh shit! Yeah, so,
I think he's probably charismatic in the room. If we're being honest, I bet it's hard not to grin at him.
I bet. Look, before like he revealed all the like weird political shit, I bet you'd be like, "Yo, you partied with Alex before?" He's a fucking.
Oh, he was my little secret until I learned that people listened to him like he was telling you the truth. Like, he was just this thing. I was like, this is the funniest fucking radio show I've ever heard, you guys.
Right.
And then people were like, no, he's telling the truth. And I'm like, no, every now and then he is. But most of the time, he's just saying stuff.
It's like a lot of people who would listen to Art Bell who would be like, I fuck with InfoWars, too, because it's just like, it's out there, man.
Yes! That's right. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what it was. And then people were like, no, it's real.
You're
like,
and you're
like,
oh, no.
No, no, no.
Yeah, that's like that which was funny about Art Bell, because you'd have like he'd have guests on who were like with their chests out. They're like, I'm telling you, I went underground to the subterranean world and fought the lizard people. And you're like, this is great. This is
my favorite Art Bell one. My favorite Art Bell one is where this dude is convinced he shot a Sasquatch in Oklahoma, but it's pretty clear we think he shot a dude.
Oh my God.
It's me and my friend were listening to it on the way home from a gig one night, and it's on, like, he found it. He's like, this is my favorite one. And we're listening. I was like, that dude shot a man. He's like, that's what I've always thought, dude. Yeah.
He's still processing
shot a
it.
A guy with a beard.
Yeah.
The GOP, another kind of theory that they have, or a thing that's gone viral, because as we were talking about, like, right-wing media, the conservative world is going wild right now. Like, the number one app is that conservative Twitter, and, like, the podcast charts are being lit up by, like, Dan Bongino and what's that other asshole, Ben Shapiro.
But how many of it is, like, curious motherfuckers on the left?
Yeah,
going to hear what they have to say.
I'm definitely going to start listening.
Yeah, who want to crip walk on some podcasts real quick.
If you would look at Twitter, like most of the, if you look at any left or right, if you look at their replies, it's just the other side.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But another thing that's going viral on that side, Newt Gingrich and others have claimed that scores of deceased people voted in Michigan. And this was followed by a viral document containing the names of 14,000 people who voted for Biden, either due to fraud or some kind of necromancy spell. But CNN just like took a sample of 50 of the names on the list and found that 37 were dead but hadn't voted. The rest are alive, and some of the alive ones didn't even vote. Lindsey Graham and Rudy Giuliani. So, like, they didn't have a single example. Like, just pulling a random list of 50 of them is just names. That's all it is. It's names right. of some dead people, some living people who voted. And yeah, that's
it's just an old copy of a Studio 54 VIP list. Really.
Right.
You know what is odd? Roy Cohn's on here too.
Yeah. Roy Cohn, Lindsey Graham, Drew Barrymore, Brooke Shields.
Lindsey Graham and Rudy Giuliani claimed they have evidence that dead people voted in Pennsylvania, but they haven't proved it yet. There is one woman who's going viral who died in October, October 22nd. Her daughter was like, yeah, she filled out her ballot before she died and sent it in. And also she voted for Trump. So it's like, what, they can't find a single fucking example of the thing that of something that would even like remotely be something they could argue about.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, they don't have that apparatus behind them that can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, now it's just Rudy Giuliani and that sex offender in front right. of the in Who's front the of the landscaping place where they're just like. Ah, yeah.
So,
what's up? You're not Borat, are you? You have to say that.
You have to.
Hey, that's
legally, you have to tell me if you're Borat.
You have to tell me.
Hey, before I get on this bed and pull my pants off and jack off, you're not Borat, are you?
God.
Soren Bowie tweeted the other day that he feels sorry for Rudy because every time he tucks in his shirt, he has to lay down on a bed going forward just to make it seem like that's how he tucks his shirt in. I thought that was so great.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. It's fucked up. I mean, yeah, the celebrations, it's just funny. Like, all we can do is laugh. And, like, to Billy's point, the people who are responding on Twitter, it's all people who are just dancing on conservative Twitter graves at the moment. I mean, there's just tons of accounts that are just dedicated to this content.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin, I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash.
It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
And we're back. So the media is already kind of both sides-ing its way to a weird new reality that has sort of normalized the fact that the sitting president has refused to concede. They're acting like concessions, no big deal, as opposed to one of the norms that makes our peaceful transition of power possible. They're just like, come on, guys, let's start healing with the GOP, even though the GOP is not allowing for this to happen, allowing for a peaceful transition of power. And they're just like making shit up. They're even like, they will admit behind closed doors they're making shit up. But Miles, you were noticing that like some weird shit's going on in the media in terms of how weird they're covering
this. This is how this country deals with itself. And Casey Hunt on MSNBC like said something like along the lines of like, you know, like the Republicans, you know, in Congress, like, you know, you have to give them credit for like, quote, like doing the work that keeps the country going or something, like just the bare minimum. It's like, okay, that they vote against like relief packages. Is that really the work that's there? They're obstructionists, but still like doing this thing of like being like, in case you're a Republican who just turned on MSNBC, we're nice, okay, and you don't have to be scared, even though like you are completely fucking wrong about everything. And even Jake Tapper was like sort of cringing at the list of sort of like, you know, trying to take into account the people who have supported this administration and basically trying to like naming these people so you know that they will have to be held accountable if they are trying to re-enter the halls of power. And I was like, I don't know about that, if we should be doing that. I mean, I get it. It sounds nefarious and dark, but conceptually.
Making a list. Yeah, sure. Acting like, but well, so that did, must be.
So did Santa, okay? And we fucking love that guy. So
and he checked it twice.
Yeah, and exactly. And they won't even check these votes twice, but they need to. So this whole thing is sort of along this idea of healing, right? Joe Biden was also like, hey, we're going to work together. I will work with them. Even though I saw what everyone else saw, these people have completely jettisoned themselves from reality. And they're all about this idea of healing and healing the nation. And I'm just having such a hard time understanding, even in this context, how the media is going to like take this tone of like, why are we coddling Trumpers on some like, oh, you poor baby, it's okay, because it's in the name of healing? Because I'm like, you know, to go there, like the definition of healing is to cause a wound, injury, or person to become sound or healthy again. So right. In this instance, the wounds are to democracy, the poor, mm-hmm. people of color, LGBTQIA community, indigenous people, a lot of people, unless you're in that group of like Gen X and older cishet white Christian people. This has not been a good run, and you're seeing a lot of things that you would love to have changed. So I'm not sure if that's the case. Why isn't the healing going in that direction towards those right. people yeah. I've named, towards those institutions I'm talking about, rather than the fucking goons who smashed up the place, like treating them like some fucked up emo teen werewolf who's like, oh, I get it, baby. The full moon came out and you're just going through some stuff, but let's come here. Let Iyanla save your life. Like, it's not like this is not the fucking time for that. Like, we, yeah. these are the people who are the enemies of all that is good. There's not a single thing, mm-hmm. a policy point I can point to that shows any kind of humanity or empathy. So they need to be treated like that. Not to say like, oh, we need to fucking like, we need like violence against these people, but they need to be held to account and they need to be run the fuck out of town.
Right.
Like, so I don't know. That's where I'm and the just focus, like, here we go.
Yeah.
The focus needs to be on the healing that needs to be done with the people who were, you know, physically abused by this administration mm-hmm. and, you know, or just ideologically abused by this administration. Like, just focus your healing. If you have so much empathy, like, focus your healing that way. That needs to be the solution. Like,
yeah. And I think it kind of comes back to that argument that was happening, and that is still happening right after the election with the Democratic leadership or parts of the Democratic leadership like Pelosi saying that the reason, I'm sure you guys talked about this, like the reason Democrats lost certain seats was because of defund the police, like was because of this perceived radicalism and socialism on the left. And then they point to those races in red districts and they say like, well, look, you know, just because progressives win in blue districts doesn't mean anything. But I think that that logic is just so fundamentally flawed because that the like the fieriness of the base on the left in the Democratic Party comes from people in BLM, comes from people who are appalled by ICE. So, like, the idea that saying defund ICE is even so scary to these moderate Democrats is, like, such a bummer.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Well,
I mean, look what happened when Trump focused on the base. Like, he had all-time, you know, amazing
yes.
base turnout. Like, that. Well, yeah. So, and his ideas are far, far more unpopular than the ideas from the progressive side. Like,
yeah,
that's one thing that I feel like gets lost in all this is how unpopular, like even with regards to them normalizing the, well, we don't know who won the election yet thing. 80% of Americans think Biden won. 3% yeah. think Trump did. Like, the American people know. And
yeah.
the media is still covering it like it's a fucking both sides thing.
They're scared. They're scared. These people are all friends, right? And
yeah.
it's unfortunate that we are the ones that are going to feel the effects of their unwillingness to shake things up in their own circles. Just like I was talking about when the uprisings were going down. And I'm like, yo, white people, you need to fucking look around. And if yeah. you're sitting on the sidelines while your friends are saying some racist shit and you just keep your mouth shut, you might as well just put the MAGA cap on too, because things aren't going to change unless you yourself as a human being in this node of information, takes, sentiments, philosophies, transmit the idea that I'm here for inclusivity. I'm here for equality. I am anti-racist. Yeah. This is not what I fuck with. If this is your thing, we're not vibing. In fact, you should actually remove your energy from my circle because that's not what I'm here to uplift. I'm actually here to uplift people. And all these people in media, they're in the same situation, but can't do the work of actually expressing to their colleagues and the people they work with, like, yo, you're fucking trash, bro. I'm sorry. Like, I can't have you on. Like, this is fucking yeah. bullshit. You're going to say something racist and I'm not here for it. But They're not thinking like that. They're too comfortable with where they're at, so they're unwilling
to sort of... It's a fear of discomfort. And there's something about moderate white people and maybe white culture in general, although I don't know how, like, Trumpism squares into that. But this... And I'm half Swedish, so I see it on my fucking Swedish side so hard. Mm-hmm. This fear of discomfort and this fear of conflict and this... value that, like, at the dinner table you put politics aside is just so problematic. It's why white supremacism spreads. It's because of that fear, and I do truly see it on my Swedish side.
That's the comfort that these people have, but unfortunately marginalized people know exactly what it's like to be uncomfortable constantly. So there's no fear on this side to be like, no, I'm going to go out here with screaming in the streets what I believe, because I'm already uncomfortable. I'm actually having to scream because I am uncomfortable. And the reason you are not screaming is because you are comfortable. And from your perspective, you cannot understand that. So the worst thing to happen to you is just make shit uncomfortable for you,
right?
Mm-hmm. Without seeing what happens to everyone else. And it's sad to see, like, how the Democrats do. They're like, and I hate to bring this some high school shit up, but they remind me of this homie I had in high school who got pushed around a lot. And I feel bad for him. He would like to sling drugs with me and was kind of like a fake tough guy. We were at a party in Northridge. Some dudes pulled up to him and said, yo, give me your chain. And he gave it to him. And then later on, I'm not joking, they just said, yo, come up, like, run your fucking chain, bro.
Come off that chain.
And he gave him the chain. Then he comes up to me. And some of my other boys and some of my friends who play football, like, bigger dudes, and, like, the party was mostly, like, someone we knew, so these goons were outnumbered, but he's like, yo, man, they took my chain. And we're like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you say something? You just gave them your fucking chain? He's like, I didn't know, like, maybe they're gonna do something. And I said, what the fuck? Well, go get your chain back. And he comes back, and he had the chain. I said, and he said, oh, good, you got your shit back. What'd you say? He goes, oh, they said I could get it back for $40. And I was like, you botch your chain back. That's what the Democrats remind me of. You know what I mean?
The Democrats.
You get fucking pushed around. Motherfucker's gonna take your chain. You're gonna try and reach out to your friends to be like, hey, can you help me out? They took my chain. And then you got your chain. Be like, oh, was it because of? No, I bought it back. You got fucking played again. And it's just hard to see that there's this. There needs to be an actual. People need to stand up to this, because for all the talk of, like, how we're so close to a civil war, we're looking at the people who are going to continue to be a pain point or a source of instability. Mm-hmm. Like, then, so we need to actually handle that rather than, like, being like, okay, well, here, that's fine. Let's name this is the Stephen Miller Children's Library, and this is the Ben Carson Institute of Neurology. We'll name these after them so the Trumpers aren't mad. No, fuck that.
Yeah.
You're lost. There's less of you, and you just got to figure out what time it is. And the fact that we're dragging our feet because we don't want to make ignorant people uncomfortable is so fucked up.
And it's dragging us to the right, too. I mean, it's the reason that the center isn't the center anymore.
That's why the center is called radical socialism now.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you doubt that there's a corporate hierarchy at work in the mainstream media or in the two-party political system, like, 69% of voters support Medicare for all, and that is treated by the mainstream media. Like, there's no mainstream media outlet. Like, MSNBC doesn't cape for Medicare for all. Like, MSNBC is like, yo, that's impractical. Like, start thinking about ways that we can get this through our corporate overlords. Like, that, and that's the furthest left you can get. Neither party is willing to even entertain the idea of Medicare for all. And when an election happens, they slant the data to make it seem like, oh, you know, even the idea of Medicare for all was so scary to people that Trump almost won. Like, it's just.
Yeah.
It's
even though they walked into the 2018 wave off the back of that messaging.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a mess of misinformation. I think I'm on public health care, and it's great. It's fucking awesome. It, like, the idea that anyone would not want this is, like, simply an information war that we lost.
It's the same thing, like, what Prop 22 was in California, where Prop, like, for, again, I hate to bring local news to this show, but, like, this was a proposition that Uber and Lyft put together to avoid treating their employees humanely, like actual employees, rather than car parts. I think there was a funny tweet about that. And now, you know, so they have their people to message that. They made it look like Prop 22 was going to harm the drivers, much in the same way that the health insurance industry will message around how Medicare for All will limit your choices, your options. Because really, at the end of the day, it's not really any of the shit we're saying. It's the fact that it's going to eat into our profits. And we are signing, we're kind of on a trajectory where we need to make as much money as possible. So that's just, that's kind of our North Star.
That's
and
it.
I think
that,
I
the
hope
only
more
ethos
people will
is
see
profit.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, like with the Uber stuff, it's like literally the only reason they pushed that was to increase their profit margins.
Right. Because they had to be profitable by a certain point based on their projections or
Wall Street would get mad.
Yeah, or they'll get mad, right. Oh my God.
Have you guys heard the story, you got what you wanted, Mike, now leave me alone?
Oh, I saw that tweet, yeah.
Is that an argument between my parents before they got divorced?
Mike Loftus, no.
Mike Loftus,
Mike
local
Pence,
legend.
Bro.
Mike Pence.
Okay, no, I don't know.
So, mother was apparently like livid that Mike Pence didn't drop off of the ticket after the Access Hollywood tape, and was like actively rooting against her husband and Donald Trump in the 2016 election.
Mother.
And on election night, Karen Pence refused to kiss her husband. He went in for a little smoochy, and she said, "You got what you wanted, Mike. Now leave me alone." And just walked away, which is
that's
like
my
such
parents
a
the night of my
deep
conception
level of of like fucking uppedness and just unhappiness, and it also just like puts the last 4 years of him trying to teleport out of the room every time like Trump is doing something uncouth, just like puts it into perfect. He's just, you know,
thank God they don't believe in divorce.
I know, man.
Or else she might have, who knows? I wonder what, if there is like a comedic like element where she's just been fucking with him the last 4 years. Where like, he's like, oh God, I know she's gonna laugh at me again. Or like, I don't know what's going to happen with mother this time.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, whatever. You looked pretty good. You were really in command in that meeting with Nancy and Trump. You really, you nailed it. What, were you mashing your eyes closed as just like a sign of how strong you were?
Or? How did he get you to roll over and show your belly like that so easily?
I learn that.
I've never seen you from that angle, Mike. He's gonna be demoted to altar boy back home. And then, I mean, who gives a fuck what happens to it? Like, I hope I forget his name.
Yeah.
I hope they run him in 2024, instead of some other like populist.
You know what?
Trump,
if they were smart,
they'd run. Yeah, Trump
if they
again.
Were smart. If they were smart, they would run as a party for working people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how they would take that argument and they would say, look at these fucking MSNBC leather shoe wearing. I don't know why I said leather shoe wearing, but get these fancy motherfuckers. You know, that would be, you'd have enough people who are, I think people are failing to realize the realest shit to people right now is like what their job prospects are, what their chances for stability are, what the chances for their future being and the futures of their children being good are. If whoever wins the race to begin to paint that future is going to fucking capture more minds, because that's what's real. At a certain point, the partisanship will melt away to a certain degree, that a message like that is going to resonate much more than anything that's like shrouded in your left or right sort of vernacular or lexicon, all that nonsense. Like getting to that, that's the dangerous shit. And that's the thing. Like Trump was kind of doing that. That's the thing in 2016, but he became the man. So he could no longer talk about fucking the man up because that was him. So he just didn't know how to pivot.
Well, yeah. And also he's just like completely corrupt and, you know, thrives on. He is first and foremost a businessman, an American businessman, an American capitalist. And the definition of that is corruption. And so he was just like, when he got into power, the thing he knew how to do was to give them a bunch of like tax breaks and just like, you know, make it so that corporations had an unfair advantage. And yeah, that's yeah. What do you?
It'll
did.
Be interesting. I mean, yeah. It's like I feel like the DNC and I hope they realize. But it just like the DNC is on thin fucking ice.
Yeah, they do not realize it.
A large voter, you know, a large amount of voters this time around, like. I feel like made it pretty clear that this is like the last vote they're casting for the DNC that is not explicitly like aligned with their interests.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, they have to like get somebody's their shit together or yeah. They're going to lose. I mean, it's like, it's just, there's something's going to have to change.
Somebody's going to use economic populism. And like, Biden is going to be leading, so he could actually run and use, like, take care of people and then run on economic populism and leave the sort of corporate bullshit to the Republicans. Or, you know, he can be the corporate stooge that people are afraid he's going to be, and then the Republicans will come in and, you know, demolish him.
Yeah. I mean, listen to these. And if they just take a cue from these activists, you know, if there's certain outcomes that we need, you're damn sure that organizers and things can get people together to pressure whoever is not going along with the program. And, you know, like rather than being like, well, we would have loved to do an actual stimulus that would have helped people. But, you know, Mitch McConnell's a fucking asshole. So here's fucking nothing because Mitch McConnell's an asshole. Rather than be like, hey, we're trying to fucking do right by y'all, but this motherfuck over here, like, and making it enough of an issue by saying this is the person that is standing in the way. Now there are many other ways we can do this, but rather than just being like, well, you know, getting already like self-editing before you even put a bill together because you're already worried about what's going to happen in the Senate, that's where you get fucked up, and that's when you start losing people's belief because you're like, well, I don't want that. I'm looking for fucking relief, not fucking you know, a scratcher that says, hey, good fucking luck. You might,
Joe Biden's
going
to send
around
a back scratcher to every household.
Oh, I meant like lottery scratchers. Back scratcher.
You're like,
even
oh,
worse. It's like Battle Royale. Like people get their stimulus package, but like some people get like a check. Other people get a lottery scratcher, a back scratcher.
They sold fucking fly swatters. I wouldn't put anything past the DNC.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
From Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.